Saudi Arabia is keeping up its air campaign against Yemen. Saudi jets have targeted two trucks in Matan district in the northern province of Jowf, killing at least 11 people. More than 8,500 people have lost their lives since Saudi Arabia began its war almost a year ago. Russia has delivered a shipment of humanitarian aid to Harasta, northeast of the Syrian capital, Damascus. Russia has released footage showing the people queuing up to get supplies of food, water, and other necessities. It has intensified aid deliveries to war-stricken areas after a UN-brokered ceasefire in late February. Syria's president has called on the Muslim world to unite in the face of threats posed by terrorist groups and the West. Bashar al-Assad has warned that terrorism is spreading across the region and the world, and that the West is targeting the Arab and Islamic identity of regional countries. In Canada, the anti-Israel boycott movement gains momentum despite a recent parliamentary motion condemning the campaign. Activists are increasingly advising consumers in Vancouver, British Columbia, and Alberta not to buy products made by the Israelis. A Montreal-based group is distributing stickers to be affixed on Israeli products. North Korea says it has fired several short-range missiles into the sea off the country's east coast. The launch has come days after Pyongyang test-fired two medium-range projectiles. North Korea is under UN sanctions over launching missiles. Pyongyang insists they are for defense purposes. The U.S. Congress has reportedly blocked $159 million in aid to the Palestinian Authority, Palestinian ambassador to Washington. Mayan Erekat says the decision aims to put pressure on Palestinians to resume stalled talks with Israel. The Obama administration has allocated $440 million in aid to Palestinians for 2015. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has criticized Israeli settlement activities in the occupied Palestinian territories. Biden says Israel's systematic expansion of settlements and seizing Palestinian land are eroding the prospects for peace. He also says that Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu's policies are against the settlement.